Ladies and gentlemen, good morning or good afternoon, depending where you are attending from. Welcome to the SHL Telemedicine Q2 2014 results. I am Sharyan, the conference call operator. The conference must not be recorded for publication or broadcast. At this time, it's my pleasure to hand over to Mr. Erez Alroy, co-CEO of SHL Telemedicine. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here, like always, with my colleague, Ranan Tebi, our CFO, to discuss our results for second quarter 2014. I will start, like always, with a short business review before Mr. Antebi will take you through the financial results. At the end, we will answer any question you may have. Before I start, just to remind you, if you want the presentation, you can download that from our the IR section in our website. Just to start, this has been another strong quarter for us, and we are pleased with the momentum that we are seeing in our business, in particular in Germany and Israel. We experienced strong growth, leading to a much improved financial performance, even as we continue to invest significantly in our expansion efforts. We expect year over year, as I said before, and we confirm it, revenue growth of over 13%, or over 30%, sorry, over 30% in 2014. If you go now to turn now to slide 9, we'll start with the business review. Now we'll go over with some of the operational updates from the Israeli business, where our global call center is located. We remain one of the most recognizable brands in the Israeli market, with steady recurring revenue from our highly loyal subscriber base. If you look at our second quarter results, they show steady growth over the prior year and strong margins. The business is highly profitable, and we have EBITDA margins of over 25% and EBIT of over 15%. We view the Israeli business not just only as a reliable source of cash, but also as a model for our expansion into international markets, and we are pleased with the success that we are seeing in this business this year. Also, given the fact that our country was a bit in the headline in the summer, I'm sure some of you heard that, I want to emphasize that our business in Israel was performing very well also during this difficult time in the past few weeks, which I hope it will end. If we now move to slide number 10, we have made excellent progress in our this year getting back on the growth mode. The acquisition of Almeda gave us a multiple long-term contracts with insurance companies in Germany, complementing and expanding our offering in the country. For the half of the year, our revenues amounted to around $8 million compared to about $3 million in the first half of 2013. With the German business generating profit, the German business is generating profit already. We are currently the leading provider of telemedicine services in Germany, and we are confident that we have the right management team in place to drive the business and to continue to grow and expand and the expansion of our institutional service portfolio and the customer base. If you move now to slide 14, please. We continue to lay the groundwork for expanding our operation based on our smarter platform, for which we have gone through a lengthy process of receiving regulatory and marketing approval in several major territories. In March, we received the approval to market our smart app in Japan, and in May, we received the marketing approval in China from the Chinese FDA. Since receiving the Japanese regulatory approval in March, already our SmartHealth platform has been accepted to over 20 leading clinics in Japan. At the same time, in India, we are continuing to work with the hospitals to have our telemedicine services becoming a part of the ongoing operating mechanism. There is a rise now that we see in global demand for telemedicine services, which is why we consider it very important to make inroads into these markets. This quarter, we've also progressed with our plan to launch our product and services in the U.S., which we anticipate will be a major market for FHL in the future. And we, as I said before, and we expect to update you further on about the U.S. market coming to the end of the year. This brings us to the end of my part of the presentation of the business review. But just before I hand it over to Mr. Antebi, who will take you through the financial highlights, I would like to show you to see the map of the smart app user around the world in slide 16. You can see on this map just a slide from last week, which I prepared. You can see the people that are using smart app around the globe, using the smart app platform, transmitting from various locations to our global medical call center in Israel. Rano, can you continue, please?
Yes, indeed. Hello, everybody, and thank you, Erez. As Erez has mentioned, we have seen much improved financial performance this quarter, even with increased investments in expansion. This has been primarily due to the growth in the company's German business. The revenues from our German business reached 4.2 million this quarter, up from 1.6 million in the second quarter of 2013. And we've seen this as a very positive note for our business. Revenues from our Israeli business were also up, as we recorded revenues of 6.1 million compared to 5.8 million in the second quarter of 2013. Consequently, our total revenues for the business were 10.3 million for the second quarter in 2014, as compared to 7.4 million in the corresponding period last year, which represents almost a 40% increase in our revenues year over year. Together with this revenues increase, we've seen improved gross margins, which were up to over 56% compared to a bit less than 53% for the same period in 2013. Our EBITDA reached $1.7 million with the operating profit of $200,000. And compared to adjusted 2013 numbers, which had included a one-time effect lowering the general administrative expenses, we see that our operating results improved, with EBITDA and EBIT figures significantly up over previous year. EBITDA in the quarter was 16.5% of revenues, whereas adjusted EBITDA was 600,000 or 8.1% of revenues for the same period last year, and EBIT was 1.9% of revenues, or as we saw, 200,000 for the period, compared to adjusted operating loss in the corresponding period of $700,000. Net income for the quarter was $100,000 or a cent a share, compared to an adjusted net loss of $1.1 million for the quarter. And overall, in terms of unadjusted the net income for the quarter, we're pretty much on par with $100,000 this quarter compared to $100,000 in the previous period. In terms of cash, we had cash used in operations. We used cash in operations for the second quarter amounting to 0.9 million, 900,000, compared to pretty much the same the previous quarter. We have a secure cash position of $21.8 million in cash and marketable securities as of June 30th, 2014. Our plans for the remainder of 2014 include continuing to invest in the United States, India, and Japan, as we've seen over the previous quarters, two quarters this year. And we remain focused on our expansion strategy and confirm our outlook for 2014 of year-over-year growth of over 30%. So this concludes my part, and now it's your part to ask questions.
The first question is from Mrs. Carla Benziger from Bank Vontobel. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
I have two questions, basically. First is on the growth rates. I mean, you have now not stripped out how much of the growth was related to the acquisition and how much was organic and how much was FX. Can you please tell us these numbers? And also on the OPEX side, you have made, I think, heavy investments in the geographic expansion. Can you quantify this for the first half or for the second quarter, whatever, and what the run rate expected for the remainder of the year is? Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. In terms of looking at our revenue growth, I would say that, you know, we've seen around $6.5 million in revenue growth this half year. Around 75% of it is, you know, currency and Almeida acquisition, and 25% of it is organic. So you know, we're looking. This is pretty much, you know, the breakdown of what part is related to the acquisition part and what part is organic. Hope this answers your question.
Okay.
In terms of investment in the different territories, Erez, would you like to answer that?
Yes, I think it's about $2 million we invested in the first half year. I'd say that would be about some of that.
And going forward?
We will continue to invest. I'll not put necessarily a number for that, but we'll continue to invest in, of course, we start to expect in, even with the expectation of revenue started coming from international markets, we will still continue to invest in that. We believe that our strategy is to grow the company significantly. We have Germany as one part of the growth, and other international markets are a second part of the growth. But I don't want to give specific dollar figures of this investment, unfortunately.
No, okay, I agree. Maybe it's also not wise to give a clear dollar number, but is it should we expect it to increase or decrease or whatever, or shall we just project that you'll always be around break-even EBIT for the coming 2 years, or how should we see that?
As we will come toward the end of the year, we'll talk about the year after that. As for this year, we can look at this Q2 figures as a representative of the rest of the remainder of the year from a cost point of view, or from an investment point of view. As for next year, it depends a lot of moving parts from international markets. It's just too early to talk about it.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Carla, I would like also to point out that, you know, if you look at our financial statements published for the half year, you can see in the segment information the breakdown between Europe, rest of the world, and Israel in terms of, you know, what we invested and what were the revenues and profit per segment.
Okay, thanks.
Question is from Joy Marshall, Riva Sandvest Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for taking my questions. Hi, just to follow up on the prior call, regarding the 25% organic growth that you reported in the first half, is most of that coming from the AOK Bayern Germany revenues? Is that where most of that's coming from? And the IKK Südwest?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And can you talk a little bit of how enrollment is going there? And then can you remind me when it is that you true up regarding the cash payments that you're expecting from AOK?
Well, in terms of recruitment, we've been recruiting at the same pace as we've seen over the last two or three quarters. There's not been a significant change in our pace of recruitment. In terms of the evaluation or the cash payment that comes following such evaluation, we expect such evaluation to be done by the end of the year, and following that, get paid based on the evaluation results.
Okay, terrific. And then, is there anything else you can say regarding your United States launch plans? I know you're in the early stages. Anything that's coming out for you regarding your strategy there?
Yes, of course. I'll touch the U.S. We have a lot of progress in the U.S. I know that people are expecting, and I understand it completely, to hear more and more information about the U.S. We are investing a lot of time, money, efforts in the U.S. market. We have a lot of progress from different things, and I just, even though I would hope to really wish that I can talk about it this time, I will have to keep the patience there. But we are progressing in the U.S. We will come and we'll explain it in due time. Just the strategy, but also the progress that we have made up to now, and what we plan to have in the coming year. And I'm sorry that I cannot give more information, but I want real people to understand it's not. We see a lot of. We see the U.S. market as our major market in the coming years, and we just are doing not just a careful step, but we do aggressive steps in the U.S. We just have to be careful with the information that we provide at this stage.
Okay, and sorry, are you saying like market testing?
Also, but not just. Also, we have ongoing relations that are progressing with various players in the market or potential potential partners or so that you can look at this and market tests and a lot of work is being done there.
Okay, terrific. And so do you expect that you would have more to say on the next call, next quarter?
That's what we plan to. That's what we planned. That's what I said at the beginning of the year, and that's our plan. Next quarter, of course. As you know, every time I'll have more to say and something that I will not be able to say probably, we plan to have much more information to say about the UX next time.
Okay, thank you very much.
Next question is from Bruce Jackson, Lake Street Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. So to go a little bit further on that question, originally I think you said you were looking to find a partner in the U.S. market as opposed to building your own infrastructure. Is that still the strategy that you're looking at?
The way I describe it is that we're looking for marketing partners or marketing alliances. And our strategy in the U.S. was, at least the one that I spoke about then, it's still valid, that we do not think that we can go in the U.S. and conquer the market in our own with our own ability. That's still valid. As for infrastructure, if we use our global call center, from operational point of view, that's probably right as well.
Okay. And then with the current Smart Heart users in the U.S., how are they signed up and how are they managed currently? Is that also with a marketing partner?
The current market, the one that you see on the map, the current Smart Heart users are part of the various testing or various projects that we are doing in the U.S. to our own ability, and some with the with a partner. That in order, we're testing various markets: professional market, which are physicians, clinic, etc., consumer, private consumer. It's a different market, and we are working with both. Testing both parts. And this part, at this point of time, we're doing it on with our own abilities.
Okay, and then just to confirm, you're expecting to have a decision sometime by the end of the year or an announcement about the launch strategy for the United States.
Yes, you're right.
All right, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks.
We have a follow-up question from Joy Marshall, Rima Sandvest Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, sorry, just a quick follow-up there on the Germany revenues. The sequential decline that we saw from first quarter to second quarter, can you just discuss what accounted for that?
But of course. What we, our bulk, the bulk from our revenues is comes from recurring revenues and from subscribers who are month to month. We provide them services and they're recurring revenues. But some of our accounts have, they're one-off items. And what we've seen, and that is the difference between the second quarter and the first quarter. So it is not related to Almeida, and I would say that, in terms of, as Erez has mentioned before, in terms of the outlook, the second quarter revenues are more representative of our current pace.
Okay, so not related to Almeida, nor IKK Südwest or AOK Bayern?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions at this time.
So thank you very much. Thank you very much for joining the call. And next time we meet on the November 19th for the Q3 results. We'll hope to hear you back then. Thank you very much and have a nice day.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is now over. Thank you for choosing Chorus Call and thank you for participating in the conference. You may now disconnect your line. Goodbye.